In John chapter 6, verse 11, Jesus picked up the 5 barley loaves and he gave thanks to the Father. Now that might seem counterintuitive to give thanks when, again, there's tension because these 5 loaves couldn't feed the 5,000 men and all the children and women as well. So the disciples are watching Jesus holding up the loaves and giving thanks to the Father. Let me ask you, are you giving thanks today to the Father for what he's provided, for what you do have? Giving thanks even if it doesn't look like it's enough. Giving thanks even if it didn't look like your plan. Giving thanks when you don't feel like giving thanks. Will you still give thanks and choose to give thanks to the Father? In the next verse, verse 12, we read that there was so much bread left over. They had 12 baskets, and those 12 baskets were filled. There were so many leftovers. When the disciples perceived there wouldn't be enough, instead the reality is there's leftovers. Start by giving thanks to God. Give thanks to him. Watch what he'll do. Watch what he'll multiply. It's a huge shift to give thanks in the middle of what you're going through, not afterwards when there's 12 baskets full. Sure, then everyone was giving thanks, but give thanks on the front end, in the middle of the process. That's a huge shift, that grateful heart, and watch what Jesus will multiply when you stay grateful. Instead of focusing on what you don't have today, focus on what you do have. And even right now, next minute, start giving God thanks for what he's provided for you.